All right, there's a record. Now, please talk about your illicit drug use.
What are you doing on February 7th, Tiff?
I'm flying to Johnson Valley.
Is that okay?
I'm going to go camp in the desert.
What's the town called?
I like how she said
Hammertown.
Johnson Valley. Johnson Valley.
She's going to. Going to Johnson Valley. I could Valley. Take two or three Johnson's Valley.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
And it begins. And it begins.
And Chad's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Chad, I gotta say, buddy, I thought of you today.
How?
I'm glad you're back because I thought of you while naked. No,
Nice, Matt.
So thank you. So thanks, Tiff, for paying attention.
I saw a missed call on my phone. My wife and I were connected to the same cloud account, so we see each other's missed calls. Apparently, she got a call at some point today from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. Was that you?
Is your number still in the Rock, dude? Your number still with the Rock?
Are you calling my wife? This is what I need to know. I was like, I didn't even think that was a real place. I thought Chad made up Slippery Rock.
No, man. It's a real place.
She said she put me in as Ashley.
Well, now I'm paranoid.
What is it? 724 up there in Slippery Rock.
You know what?
No, there's 818.
No,
818?
It's 724.
It's 724, yeah.
But you know what?
818. That sounds gangster.
Beechwood Avenue.
I'm such a hillbilly. I have adopted a 502, so I can assure you it wasn't me. So
You can't shake it. Well, so who would be calling? How big is Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania?
There's seven or eight people there.
Calling your wife.
It's basically Butler, Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, can we narrow it down via Facebook who this might have been?
No.
Yeah,
no.
The only thing in Slippery Rock is the university and a Sheetz.
What are Sheetz?
Oh my God, Sheetz.
Is Sheetz the convenience store? Is Sheetz the convenience store?
Sheetz is the greatest convenience store.
So here's a fun story.
Time.
We're going to tell Joel's in the room too. Well, hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, Joel.
We should do roll call. Yeah, I'm Brian. Mulch is here. What's up? Douchebag Chad's back.
I'm here.
And Tiffany.
Present.
Stephanie.
And Joel from Light Reasons is here.
Joel.
He's deep into that McFlurry. He says hi, folks.
He's like, fuck a microphone. I got a McFlurry's fork.
I mean, look at him.
I'm getting weirdly sexual.
He got so deep into that McFlurry, he had to take his wedding ring off.
Nice. Sound effect. Okay, so what the hell were we talking about?
Sheetz.
So before Joel was in Light Reasons, he was in a band called Time and Distance, based out of, out of Jersey or West Virginia.
Yeah, there's Sheetz in West Virginia.
Yeah, so they got a deal to write a song for Sheetz. There's a promo video for Sheetz on the web where they wrote a song about going to Sheetz.
Yeah, dude, Sheetz is the greatest grocery store.
So let me tell you this.
Store? No, I'm sorry. It's a
There's a moral
store.
To this story. Don't professionally pursue your art because that's what you'll end up doing. Yeah, yeah. Mulchin, you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I've done 35 commercials.
By the way, if for some reason you listen to this show and you've not put together that Mulchin has a pass in the film and commercial industry, please go to YouTube and look up. Okay, can we give him a couple keywords like
Matt Mulchin Hooters?
Yeah,
Matt Mulchin Bud Light.
Bud Light.
That's right, Bud Light.
Safe Light, or what's the insurance?
Safe Auto.
Safe Auto.
Yeah, my Bud Light spot. Safe Auto. Top Flight golf balls.
Top Flight golf balls is my favorite.
Are these
That's the one they won't air, right?
For us to name drop them?
Yeah.
Are we getting paid for this?
We should just say their name slightly off. Like Bud Slight.
Top
Flip.
Top Flip.
Tits. Isn't that good for Hooters?
Yeah, there you go.
Sure. Oh, you're supposed to make it sound like it.
No, yeah, you're almost there. Almost
there. I know, it's such a glamorous show business industry, isn't it?
Hey, speaking of show business, can we talk briefly, Chad, about your encounter with show business this week?
What happened, Chad?
I mean, it wasn't... Yeah, sure, we can talk about it.
Well, so let me just paint the picture. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. You've got to stop for coffee or gas or something at a Thornton's in downtown Louisville, and you run into your favorite rock band. That's happened to Chad this week.
It did.
Really? What rock band did you run into?
It did. I ran into Breaking Benjamin.
No way.
They were at Thornton's downtown.
Were they in town for a show?
Yes. They were playing, last night they played Mercury Ballroom.
Oh, okay.
But I was getting... Well, I got a plastic cup of grapes.
Real rock and roll. Real rock and roll order is
straight
what
straight up
saying.
Rock and roll.
Two hard boiled eggs.
These guys are in front of him with like cases of beer at 8 o'clock in the morning. Right. He's like, "Excuse me, I've got some. I'm trying to eat clean this week, and I haven't drank in 2 days."
That's basically where that's where I was. He nailed it because I also had a smart water.
Or was Chad like right behind like you know them going, "Psst, hey, you guys got any coke?"
Yeah, right. Were you trying to hit that stash?
Probably.
So you've seen them how many times? How many times have you seen that band live?
12 or 13 times.
So you literally like walked in and were like, holy shit, that's Breaking Benjamin. Like you knew immediately.
I knew, but there was also a huge bus with a big trailer on the back. And I knew they were in town. So, no, the bus didn't say it. They didn't have their name on it. But I was kind of, when I walked in, I was like, oh, well, this makes sense. Because I just found out like literally 10 minutes before they were in town. Because somebody mentioned, like, did you know Breaking Benjamin's in town? I said, no, but... Oh, there the fuck they are. All right, so yeah. Hi, Ben.
So did you say anything to him? I mean, let's talk about etiquette when you run into somebody
like that. I honestly,
hey,
you guys are awesome. They're from Pennsylvania. I'm from Pennsylvania. Yeah, they're from Wilkes-Barre, Scranton.
Yeah.
So you bring that up.
PA guy. Oh, PA guy. That was it.
Cool.
No, well, I didn't even take a picture.
This begs a larger question that I think is an interesting conversation. So I know, specifically, Matt, you've worked with a lot of people of some notoriety. And you've been in commercials.
Right on town,
you worked around film and that kind of stuff. You know, me working in radio, doing podcasts for several years and stuff, I've met people. But I want to know about accidental run-ins, not like people that you've met or worked with. Have you ever accidentally run into a celebrity?
I literally ran into Ice Cube.
Nice.
In LAX. I literally ran into I was so late for my flight.
That's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I was literally so late for my flight. I had a gig in Chicago. I was at the Improv and I'm like, fuck. I'm like running late. I'm running through the airport and this dude is coming to my right. I don't see him and I literally just run into him and I looked. I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Shit!
Did you say shit?
Yeah, I was like, "Oh shit!" And I'm like, "I'm so sorry, Cube." And he goes, "This is cool." I'm like, "You're awesome!" As I'm running down, like trying to catch my flight, I literally ran into Ice Cube.
Yo, Dede!
Yo, Dede!
Catch your flight!
I got these cheeseburgers, man.
So, I literally ran into Ed Asner one time.
No way.
Which is a way different experience than running into Ice Cube. It's the way you handle yourself a little bit different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in a hotel lobby and just like almost literally bumped into him and was like, "Oh my God." And it was that same thing where like your head's down and you're like, "Oh, I'm bumping into a human," and you look up and you're going to acknowledge it and you're like, "Oh my God. That's Ed At like Mary so Tyler fun. Moore." Shout out, RIP.
I know.
Ed Asner is
that's cool.
In this lobby, which is super strange.
A friend of mine was in an airplane and he was sitting in coach, right? And it was like a United flight or some shit, and they had the little screen and he was watching a movie and he was watching San Andreas with The Rock. And you know how you have your headphones on and you talk louder sometimes? And he's just going, "Oh, this is shit. This film is terrible." He's like, "That would never happen," right? And like the stewardess comes out. He's just barking for like 15 minutes on how shitty this movie is. The stewardess comes down. She goes, "I'm sorry, you need to keep it down." He's like, I'm sorry. He looks, the stewardess walks past him and The Rock is glaring at him from first class.
Oh my God.
That's a true story.
No
way. That's a true story. That's an honest to God true story.
That's great. That's,
yeah. Like and that. Then he gets, and my buddy's like, "Oh shit, The Rock is like, oh fuck." So he waits until he won't even get off the plane. He's in like row, like from the bulkhead right after first class, like three or four rows back. He waits till the whole fucking plane leaves so he doesn't have to deal with The Rock.
So who's funnier? Because speaking of The Rock, I watched that Vin Diesel movie, that kids movie with Vin Diesel in it with my kids last weekend.
Oh, was it The Nanny or something?
Daddy Daycare.
Pacifier.
Oh, yeah, Pacifier. Yeah. And it led to this discussion of who is the better actor. I like The Rock.
The Rock.
I'm going to watch
The Rock. The Rock's way better, dude.
Then who? Wait, what are my choices?
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's a close second, but The Rock is better.
I don't even think it's close. The Rock is
no,
awesome.
And I've met The Rock, and I say Vin Diesel.
Do you? Is it because you find him more attractive?
He's less annoying.
No way, dude.
I think The Rock's hilarious.
Awesome. The Rock is way cooler than Vin Diesel.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Rock is way cooler.
I like
than
The
Vin
Rock.
Diesel.
Yeah,
because he's a
wrestler. Remember
like,
Be
no,
Cool?
Like,
do you remember that movie Be Cool where he played the gay henchman?
Yeah, Be Cool was awesome. That was the
sequel
follow-up
to Get Shorty.
Get Shorty, yes. Great movie.
Yeah.
Both of them were very good. But The Rock is funny. I mean, have you seen Central Intelligence?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's pretty funny. Really? It's pretty funny. I mean, you might not. I mean, both of them kind of popular, kind of, but it's a pretty funny movie.
Central, well, they're both terrible actors. I mean, no. They're both awful.
Hey, watch
her. Well, I think what she.
How many movies have you been in?
I think what she's trying to say is they're not going to win Oscars. I mean, I think we can agree on that.
That's what they're out for, though.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rock wasn't like, damn, I got snubbed again. Yeah. He was like, I made another $100 million.
No, but so then you don't disagree. Like, they're both not great actors, so it's like.
No, I don't know. You watch Ballers on HBO?
Oh, Ballers.
The Rock
good
is
show.
Pretty good. I haven't in seen Ballers. That.
And you know what? He probably is winning awards for Ballers.
Yeah, no, maybe. I don't know, but Ballers
is a good
show.
Ballers is a great show.
Well,
they're moving to LA this
next
season. LA.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, speaking of movies, I watched one of my favorite movies last night. It's on Netflix now, and I just like to talk about it. So I'm going to see if anybody in the room has seen it. Have you guys seen It Follows?
No.
I heard it's
Do you know
scary.
What I'm talking
I heard
about?
Yes, it's a scary movie. I heard it's really good.
I don't watch scary movies.
It's not a horror
oh,
movie.
I'll watch a
it's
scary
okay. So,
movie.
Did you guys, all like, the time. All of America loves Stranger Things, right?
I don't even know what that is either.
It's the kids in Indiana.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, that helps, Chad. Thanks.
Well, I know you've never seen it, so what the fuck am I going to say? It's going to make it any better. For you. Stranger Things is—it's a show on Netflix, and
well, the kids,
these kids
in
Indiana are all fucking
it?
Weird and shit. It doesn't matter what
yeah,
I say, you'll never know.
Yeah, but the kids in
know.
Indiana are weird.
Are you from Indiana, Stiff?
No. Well, God you bless America now.
I do love. There's a few people that listening to this show that are not from this area, probably, that are like, I don't understand why they're. Aren't they right next to Indiana? Yes.
Yes.
And no, we're not okay with it.
Indiana is terrible.
So is there a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania type of like thing like that? Like, do you guys hate the state next to you?
West Virginia.
Yeah.
And Ohio.
Ohio's the armpit of the
United
States.
Ohio is shit.
It's a huge armpit, though. Like, there's a lot
it's
of geography.
It's the seventh circle of hell.
Yeah, I'd rather live in West
All
Virginia
of it?
Than live
like,
in Ohio.
Like, even Cincinnati and...
Shit-cinnati.
I mean, it's big.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, shit-cinnati.
You're right. Ohio is
I like
big. It's just a big piece of shit. Like, it's shape.
It's a
well, but I'll tell
land.
You a fact
like
about
a,
that big piece of shit, though.
It's awful.
Of all of the, like, you know, people from the South have a Southern accent, and you, there's different accents all over, like, no matter where
yeah,
you're from.
Yeah, what hair, yeah.
But Ohio, if you take everything in together, Ohio, the people that, the majority of people that are from there actually don't have an accent. Like,
yes,
it's
they
the
do.
Most,
it's,
no,
it's a
there's
fucking
a study,
Midwest bullshit accent. Yes,
no,
it is.
Look it
nah,
up.
Dog, Bob.
I mean,
it's
they
all
have
the
an
same
accent,
bullshit.
But it's like a middle ground of all of the accents is like
yeah, you know what their accent
is?
It's shit. That's what their accent is.
Okay, well, I don't know how to talk shit.
Wow.
Can you?
So if you're from Ohio listening today, feel free to drop us a line. You can get in touch on social media, Soapbox Heroes KY,
wow.
Or hit us up at Soapbox Heroes Show. There's two S's there at gmail.com.
Dude, I can't fucking stand Ohio.
Okay, so moving on. Back to It Follows. So the reason I bring up Stranger Things, it was a show on Netflix that everybody loved this summer, including the movie podcast I was on where we shit on everything. My co-host there actually liked this show. Like, everybody liked it because it paid homage to the 80s, right? It was there was lots of recreations and references. It's called Stranger Things. It's
okay.
On Netflix. And it's a series. And it's, you know, a lot about the overall... kind of paying tribute to the Goonies and E.T. and all that stuff from the 80s,
okay.
Right? Alien, all
Are
that stuff.
Are they making Goonies, I heard?
I don't know. But anyway,
you
what I was going to say about It Follows is if you like the 80s nostalgia, you should check that out. And now I'm going to abandon this subject because no one cares about it except me. So,
no.
You're right.
So,
no.
So we're good.
Hey,
we're
Baywatch is coming out in summer.
Yeah, and The Rock's in it.
The Rock, yes.
Woof, I'm not watching it.
Adriana Dordano, or whatever her name is, the same girl who's
First of all,
in
who even cares what girls are in it? The Rock and Zac Efron are in it.
Zac Efron's in it? If Zac Efron's in it, I'll watch it.
Makes the movies.
We just found Chad's celebrity crush.
All right, male.
I like them both.
We've talked about male celebrity crushes.
I don't know that Chad was here that episode.
I wasn't, probably.
No, he wasn't.
But I do enjoy The Rock and Zac Efron. I think they're both funny. I think they have a good chemistry on screen. And, I mean, they're good-looking dudes.
Hold on. Here's the funniest thing about that is because I think douchebag Chad is the perfect mix of The Rock and Zac Efron.
You know what I take? You know what I
hitting
take?
On him right now? What's happening?
No,
what are you talking about?
I take that as a fucking compliment. So stare into my starry eyes, Stiff.
Joel, I'm trying to get this back on track. Joel has some movie star preferences, male movie stars that you find very attractive.
The guys, for sure.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. The guys. I was like, all the guys. You're like, all the guys.
I like all of them.
The guys, for sure. So,
no, I don't think he's that good looking.
Gotcha.
I don't think he's that good looking.
Oh, all right.
Ryan Reynolds. He's a pretty good actor.
I think Ryan Reynolds is good looking. Yeah, he's a good looking dude. Yeah.
We had a big debate about this the other day at a work function about who was the My thing with Ryan Reynolds is, though,
he married Alanis Morissette. So? She's not very good looking.
She is now.
No, she's fucking not.
Yes, she is.
She got better looking as she got to 50.
She looks good now.
Isn't that ironic?
All right. Speaking of... wow, we brought up some 90s tunes there for a hot second, right? Uh-huh. And
that was perfect. Joel, you didn't even know it.
No, Joel, that was perfect.
For Tiffany versus the World, it is...
Are we doing a rematch?
We're going to do something a little different. We are going to do a rematch, but the last time she went head-to-head with Douchebag Chad,
yes,
we went with Christmas lyrics.
Can
we not call it a rematch? Because I... obviously beat him in the first one, so it's not like, oh, whoever it's wins still, this one no, is the no, ultimate no. winner.
Let me explain what a rematch is. It just means the two teams play again.
Thanks, Brian.
Doesn't mean anybody.
I appreciate that, because I was so confused about what she thought a rematch fucking was.
Yeah. So
Tiff, you did win the first round, though.
Yeah,
I will
say
that.
Listen, I'm sitting here to she won.
Chad has a vagina about me winning is the problem, and that's why we're doing this again.
Well, what Chad wants to do is he wants to play in a field where he feels a little more equipped, and we found at the bar before we recorded tonight
hookers.
That he knows a lot of 90s tunes.
Yeah, more
Who
than
knew?
I know Christmas carols.
Everybody knows Christmas carols.
Yeah, not the ones you sing at church and not at somebody's doorstep. We sang some weird-ass Christmas carols
last
time. Dude,
Silent Night is not a weird-ass Christmas carol.
Fucking night.
What the fuck ever? It's
we did
thing.
The fourth verse. Nobody gets to that fucking verse. You've already left with cookies and shit by then. Nobody gets the fourth fucking verse of Silent Night.
Salty. Somebody is salty.
That's called a sore loser. Yeah, you should have been in the Women's March with all them fucking bananas out there.
Oh! I'm going to throw my 2 cents right into that. If all those women were out there marching, who was making sandwiches?
That's right. Let's start a march for all the hungry men.
So anyway, on to the... It's important to read that our sponsors and our main hosts do not necessarily subscribe to all the beliefs being said by everyone else in this fucking room.
Hey,
please don't hold me personally responsible.
This episode brought to you by Planned Parenthood.
Did you see that meme that was out that said, in one day, Donald Trump got more fat women marching than Michelle Obama did in 8 years?
All right.
Come on, it's funny.
It's time. Tiff, where did Tiffany go?
I had a snot rocket.
Tiffany got so upset she went to go march.
Okay, so here's how this is going to work. I'm going to read the first part of a lyric, and because this I think it will be too chaotic for us to go head-to-head, I'm going to go person to person. You get a chance. If you get it,
like
you get
this.
The point. If you don't get it,
yeah,
then
like
Chad
this.
Can steal.
This
okay?
is good. This is good.
Okay, yes.
Hey, B, right. do you have the so you have the sound effects?
I have the sound effects ready. Let's just hope everything
keep your
is
mouth shut. Totally keep your fucking
working
mouth
correctly.
Shut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to turn your fucking mic off, Chad, and we're going to start with Tiffany. All right.
See ya.
Tiffany, right, up first. Here we go.
This is important.
We need to
give Tiff a theme song for Tiff versus the World.
We do.
Oh, I'll find one. I'll let you know
I
what
said,
it should be.
What about breakfast at Tiffany's?
Why have we never done that before? Oh, shit.
I mean, it's just missing right now, but that's totally perfect.
We
could
edit this.
Deep Blue Something.
Yeah,
Deep
it's
Blue,
happening. It's happening
Deep
right
Blue
now.
Deep Blue Sea?
No, it's actually called Deep Blue Something. That's the name of the
band. God, I hope it's still recording.
I hope that's a 90s song that I get to remember the fucking words to.
It seems like, especially since we're doing 90s songs, it makes a lot of sense to open with Breakfast at Tiffany's. I like everything about Tiffany's. It.
I wish you could record me and just add, and I could say,
I actually Tiffany's make really good breakfast. The ironic part of it is, I can make a mad breakfast.
There it is. There it is. Tiffany's theme song.
Everybody be quiet.
We've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. And we're falling apart.
Come on, Joel.
You say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. And we're falling away. And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
We might as well just quit. It's not going to get any better than that.
Isn't.
Oh, man. There is no better intro for a Tiff versus
Tiff
the, world
the world
90s music challenge.
Oh, man. This whole thing just keeps getting better and better.
Are you ready for the first one, Tiffany?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to start easy. If you miss this one, we might as well just quit the game. It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right.
Something unpredictable.
Yeah, can you sing it in like the
It's
song?
Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right.
I hope you have the time of your life. Ding.
She got it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got
Come on, B.
Dude, I got a lot of buttons to manage. That's what she said.
Ding.
The fans are but ugly and way
fuck you.
Is that not what you wanted me to play?
No, I want you to go fuck yourself, Brian. That's what I want you to do. I would like you to take a pair
right
of
now?
Scissors, put it in your ears. I hate you right now. I hate you right now. This is still salt in the wound. It's less than a week old. No, fuck you,
from
Brian.
From me calling this my show? Is that what you're about
yes,
to say?
Yes, that too, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's Brian's show, and he can play whatever Steelers song he wants to.
It's our show.
It's our show.
Back to business, motherfuckers.
All right, Chad, you're up.
One.
We got drunk on this show.
If I get a really hard one after that fucking easy
Wait.
One...
All right.
Are we going
ready?
Back and forth here? Is that
yeah, we're going back and forth. Here we go.
Really?
My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
No, you got to sing it.
Yeah. I need a little song.
My loneliness is killing me, killing me. I must confess, I still believe.
Still believe.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
I love it. No matter what. That's just so
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
That made my week.
Wait a minute. I do have to say, is that late 90s or is that early
2000s? That's Britney Spears. That's late
yeah,
90s.
Yeah, I know.
That's late 90s.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's late 90s. No, dude, it's
yeah,
late 90s.
Like
I mean,
98,
that's
like
99? Point.
Listen, it was like freshman year. So it was like 99
yeah.
right there
yeah.
because
yeah.
I made a portfolio
freshman
of Britney
year
Spears.
College?
High school.
I was in middle school.
High school.
I was in middle school then, but okay.
Oh, shit. I pledged my fraternity in 1998.
I was
going to
say, I was almost out of, oh, shit. Why am I so old?
You invented
okay,
your
here
fraternity.
We go.
All right, so it's 1-1.
What are we doing hanging out with these children, Matt? Okay.
I know.
I'm as old as you are. You were born in 83, so was I.
I wasn't born in
83. Wait, we were freshmen in high school in 99.
I'm having a Modelo.
I graduated in 2001, so we were sophomores.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. All right, fair enough.
My fault, fucking Doogie Howser. I didn't realize you fucking graduated so fucking early. Jesus.
Moving on.
Chad's killing it tonight. I missed you last week, buddy.
Damn. Diggy got me.
Okay, here is my karaoke special. This is something you guys don't know about me. This is the one that nice. I typically do. Like if we went to a karaoke bar after a recording or before.
I hope it's yeah. Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Close, very close.
Oh, my God.
Tell me why. ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why, ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
That's the Backstreet Boys. That ain't NSYNC.
No, I know
well,
she's close.
Close. I'm in the, I'm in the boy band.
But
you
never. But hey, listen.
Hopeful moment. Get bust out bye 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 right now.
I'm doing this tonight. I probably should have started a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly, and you weren't there for me. So now
oh
it's time
God.
To can't make it alone.
I never wanted. You wanted me to bust it out? Wow.
I almost, like, a big part of me, Tiff, like, Tiff 49% of me wants to concede to that.
I don't know. Chad just won the game.
Oh, he just won. You're not giving up, are you?
No, I said 49% of me wants to concede.
And that 49%. She's like Hillary.
Tiff's got this. Tiff's got this.
Oh, woof. Oh, don't even.
Okay, stop.
No, it's on. All right. It's out now.
Okay, I was willing to call.
Don't
it right
give
there.
Me a hard one now, just because you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. Okay, you ready? Mm. Here we go.
Is it Chad's turn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one came up in conversation earlier tonight, but I don't think we talked about specific lyrics, so it should be fair play. You ready?
All right.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. You, I don't know.
Oh my God, he knows all the lyrics Jesus. Like perfectly.
What
it's
is
ridiculous.
This fucking man hater.
Chad.
Wow. Chad. Okay, so it's neck and neck. It's 2-2.
Because the joke that you laid in the bed that was made, I'm not going to say.
What we should do is start a song and then stop it and let them see
I
who
like
can
that.
Carry it the longest.
Yeah, singing bee.
But I'll tell you.
Singing bee.
I'll tell you there's one particular song we're going to do. Because this is it's neck and neck, right? It's tied. It's
yeah,
a tie
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to go I 4 hope to
it's a rap
it's
song.
Gonna go, it's going to go 4-4.
I know
that,
all
right?
the rap.
Okay,
lyrics.
Well, can we at least do one more piece before we do that?
No,
because
it's 5-4.
Like
we got to do 5.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Let me get my, as my system is crashing, let's go back to another tune here.
You roll up my sleeves.
All right.
Pressure's on, motherfucker.
Pressure bust pipes, bitch.
God, Christ. The insanity.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Near, far, wherever you are.
Is this real?
I believe that the heart does go on once.
You sound just as good as Celine Dion.
You'll open the door, and I'm here in your heart, and your heart will go on and on.
I don't know how both you and Chad are getting, like, every single word.
I mean, every word,
I feel
bro.
Like the fucking Hope Diamond floating to the bottom of the ocean right now.
You'll remember that when the rocket scientist was on the show, he talked about how I was really annoying when we knew each other and worked together because I would, like, never really know all the lyrics, and I'd be, like, singing in the back of the
yeah.
car, but, like, I would never really know.
Yeah,
I
remember
that. Still am that way. So, like, I can get, like, through parts of My Heart Will Go On, like, if I, and then it becomes that. Like, I don't actually know any of the lyrics. So, like, I'm reading off a cue sheet now. So, it's impressive to me that, you know, like, there's literally, like, she doubles back on that phrase and says, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on. And you nailed it. So
yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I won't give away my secrets,
well,
but thank you.
Well, thank you. I will say that I should know that. Ingrained in my brain because Joel and I have an older sister who, when that fucking movie came out, played that song all the time. Do you remember
that is
that?
The
you
only song that
is
I
she
know
married?
Under the door.
That is That is the only song that I can play for you on a piano that's not...
Oh, my God. You can, like, play that on a piano? We are booking her. We are booking her to sing Celine Dion. Totally. That's all she's going to do is get up. Tiffany from Soapbox Heroes, when we do our live show, we'll get a piano.
Idea, yeah.
We'll see if Tony and the Tan Lines can give us a piano. And she comes out and just does
oh,
my heart.
Oh, good God. I'm telling you. It's, like, literally the only song I know how to play on the piano.
Skip will let her borrow the piano.
Listen, you can do it, like, four times during the show. And Tiffany, back up with another song and sing the same one over and over again.
All right, guys. This one's, I'm going to say it's fairly easy, but I feel like it needs to be done because it's quite essential.
Great.
Are you ready, Chen?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Wait, is one
You're
word.
You're an all-star.
Yes!
Get your game on. Go hey play. Now. Hey now, you're a rock star.
Get the show on, get paid, and all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets cooler. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. And the media man.
I'm glad he got that one.
Just the stuff is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. The world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.
Oh, I thought it was something else. See, no, that's what I'm saying. I think I'm glad that he got that one.
You only know half the lyrics. Like, I only know. Like, I can do part of Tag Team.
I mean, nobody would have noticed if you wouldn't have called me out. Thanks, Brian.
Let's begin. Party on, party people. Let me hear some noise. DC's in the house. Don't jump for joy. There's a
party over here.
Party over
there.
Put your hands in the air. Shake your damn head.
Just three words when you're getting busy.
Whoop, there it is.
Let me hear you say,
whoop, there it is.
All right, you ready? Because maybe... you're gonna be the one that saves me.
And maybe. No,
and,
wait. I
and after all, you're my wonderwall.
I do know that. You didn't give me enough. I didn't know where you were at.
Back
to
the waters on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
And all the roads you ever walk are
winding.
Lost
fuck you! Fuck you! No, I didn't! You chimed in when you shouldn't have said a goddamn word. You chimed
you
in.
You started and said the wrong word.
Because I was confused because I thought I was going to get
Tiffany,
a little bit
Tiffany.
More. I'm done.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all.
She went from... She lasted.
Don't go.
She looked like that dude off We're the Millers in the back. Of
I know.
Room.
She was so mad.
She was so mad for like 3 seconds. And then I knew she couldn't withstand the power of Chili and Left Eye. Oh, I knew I'd win.
The ghost I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many.
Came into her body.
Hey, man, here's a band I saw a lot in high school. Chad, I wonder if you saw them a lot.
The
too.
Gym Blossoms?
We have pretty similar musical tastes.
I love the
since
Gym
we're
Blossoms.
The exact
I
same
hope
age,
not.
Apparently. Here, you ready?
I hope not.
And I don't want the world to see
oh,
me.
God, I hate this band.
Because I don't think that they'd understand.
Terrible band.
See, he got
when
too
everything's much. Made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
The shittiest
oh,
band
my
of
God.
All time.
Oh, the Goo Goo Dolls are great.
The Goo Goo Dolls are terrible.
No, not
see,
true. They're
you
all,
can't
they're
fucking
all
trick me
band.
And give me only one line when I was waiting for more.
You lost.
All she said, all he told me was I don't want the world to
he
see me.
He gave you two
one.
Lines. You got two lines. Every other song we've gotten
oh my
two
God.
Lines.
One line.
And I got no.
On that one, he one line.
No.
Just what? Russia rigged the election. Okay, come on. Are you ready for? Why don't you just complain, even when you might win? Because now we're gonna do this last one. Are you ready? This is the deal. I'm gonna start this. I need you both to go, and whoever dies first.
You realize loses. I can't hear this.
Well, get, well put your cans on.
Too
I
fucking
don't
bad.
Have any.
Too bad.
Here.
Too bad.
No, oh, so I'm just. Fuck, because I can't hear anything.
There you go.
There you go.
Sorry right. You don't wear the cans, man.
Listen, I normally got Tony a nice cans. Set of cans in front of me. I'm just, now I have nothing.
I know. I don't
if I show you my cans in the middle, do you think it'll mess you up or
oh.
not?
Oh, woo! Maybe.
No, I'm not doing it.
Whatever.
Do you have anything yet?
I don't hear anything.
We got to edit this. Not the cans comment, because that was funny.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, we could probably.
Oh, there it is. Okay. There it is.
No.
We could probably get that one out.
No.
All right. Here's the deal. This is the way this is going to work. Final lightning round, since Tiffany is declaring that I cheated.
Lightning round. Okay, so
I didn't say you cheated. I just said it wasn't fair. I feel ganged up on. I feel like this is. I feel like that you think I'm a lesser person because I'm a woman. I'm very offended by all of you right now. I think I'm going to go march about it.
What do you? You should go march.
Hey, B. Is it tied? Is that where
we're going to declare it a tie? We're going to say that this is how we're going to find the tiebreaker.
Okay. All right.
I want to see. We're going to leave their mics on, and we're going to have both of them roll on this song, and I want to see who can last
the longest. This is fantastic.
Are you ready?
Yeah, this is great.
Here we go. Chad, Tiffany, focus. Ready? And when the music starts, the game starts. We need to see who lasts the longest. Get on your mark. Get set. And here we go.
It's been one week
since you looked at me.
Grabbed your hand and decided, said I'm angry.
Share for the win!
Keep it going.
Oh, man. All right. Chad's the big winner.
Nice job, Chad.
Fair and square. I don't feel like we could be any more fair and square about that lightning round. That was.
I mean, I could find something to not be fair about, but
you
could
find
take
something
it.
To cry about any time. Again, all the tunes you hear on the show brought to you by the band Light Treasons, except for our theme song. But everything else, Light Treasons, you can catch them live in Louisville, Kentucky. Check them out. Hey, Joel, why don't you do a plug? Because I'm going to really...
Yeah, there you go, Joel.
I'm going to screw up your Facebook page. Anyway, Google Light Treasons Louisville and check out all their tunes. And find them on Spotify. And, okay, so...
I actually listen to Light Treasons on Spotify.
Yeah. Did you do, like, a workout? Did you go and, like, hit the gym with some Light Treasons?
Watch your mouth. No.
Sorry, I talked about you doing physical exercise.
Yeah, no.
So I will jump in here and say that if the podcast doesn't work out, I think you guys would crush like in a pentatonic style, like a cappella group.
I know. Thank you. I really appreciate.
So, I got bass baritone.
Chad's got to be kind of the lead guy over there for sure.
Yeah, of course.
He's got the spirit.
I'm the one that going doop 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 ba doop doop.
Very spirit.
Doop ba doop.
All right.
Dude, I never got any play because I was a bass baritone, man. Ever.
Hold on. You didn't get laid because you were the bass baritone?
Yeah, well.
No girl was ever like, oh, you are you that guy doing that deep voice in the background?
No.
Oh. Shocker.
I'm not sure. Is that? Was that a joke, Chad?
Yes. Hey, listen. I'm not a pro. I don't travel like you. So I just say whatever. I just say shit sometimes, and you know, sometimes some people think it's funny. Whatever.
Oh my god. The arrows being slung here.
Ghost Steelers.
Oh, shut up. This is from a Dolphins fan.
Hey, you calm down. Okay, so when is the Super Bowl? Should we do some respect, Chad?
Matt doesn't know.
February 5th, douche.
Yes, it's February 5th.
So, I mean, early predictions? Is there anything we need to...
All right,
predictions are who we
want.
Let's
jump into it.
You throw this ball through the hoop. A basketball. You kick this ball through the goal. A soccer ball.
Oh, my God, he's stupid here.
All right. Sports with a douchebag, Chad. He's back. I missed this last week. I think it's a good time to talk about it. We got the Super Bowl coming up.
God.
Now, here, like real quickly, let me be the layperson. If you've never heard the show before, this is a bit where I know nothing about sports, so these guys educate me, namely Douchebag Chad. Actually, Douchebag Tiffany, also pretty well-versed in sports. you asked for that moniker. You said I'm like kind of like Douchebag Tiffany when you won the Pick'em.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
She is kind
of
like
Yeah, because I beat all of you all in the sports predictions.
So here's what I want to talk about, of course.
Fluke.
I think it's I think we have to talk about NFL, Super Bowl. So it's the Patriots and the Falcons correct?
Yeah.
And a lot of people hate the Patriots because
I hate the Patriots.
They win all the time,
because
right?
They're good, right.
Now is it
no, there's more than
let
just
me ask
that.
You let me ask you hold on I want to see if I think I get this cuz what you got to understand guys is like I'm doing more ever since I met you guys and we started the show I'm doing some more manly things I'm trying to enter your world I'm trying to connect like some kind of misunderstood dad
you're drinking
and his
beer
teenager.
Hey,
I'm drinking
misunderstood
some more beers
dad. it's a very distracting
and so one of these things is that I'm trying to understand why people like the Patriots. So I think I get it. So do people feel like I'm going to just speculate here?
Joel might be good to pop in on this too.
Stop.
No,
let me explain what I think.
I'm listening. Listening.
I think that people think that the Patriots are somehow like seated with too many good players, and it's not fair. It's not fun anymore because they've won too much.
No. They cheat.
Well, is that the Deflategate thing?
Well, it's Deflategate. It's Spygate. It's all the gates.
Watergate,
tailgate, like you name the gate, spy. I mean, the alarm gate, flu gate.
Do people really hate the Patriots or do they hate Tom Brady?
Look, Tom Brady will go down as one of the best all-time quarterbacks. There's no denying that he is one of the greatest ever to play the game.
Do you think Tom Brady goes down?
Well, Aaron Rodgers goes down. What?
Okay. Oh yeah. Uh huh.
All right. So. Back to my original question.
Yeah.
He'll go down as one of the greatest players of all time. Be careful saying that because we have a rabid listener to the show who might call and contest why you would say somebody is the greatest of all time.
Well, no,
it's
no.
Happened
no
before.
First of all, look, the whole greatest of all time thing is a bunch of bullshit too, because the game changes era by era by era. Okay, you can't. But that's why you can never say somebody is the best of all time. Is he one of the greatest of all time? Yes, but is he the best of all time? You can't say that because the game has changed.
Okay,
I agree to
this
that.
This isn't your
like
segment,
that.
Chad. Why do you think people hate the Patriots?
Because they're good.
I mean, just because, plain and simple, because they're good.
They're the dark side of
the
sports.
Hate
so you feel like
hate,
yeah,
hate,
that's
okay.
A,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, can I say listen. I really appreciate the fact that Chad's trying to explain this in a language I can understand.
Listen.
This sounds like a Star Wars comparison. And
yeah,
totally
he's right about
it.
This.
There's,
actually,
so, there's first of all.
So Tom Brady is Darth Vader. Is that what
nobody,
you're
telling me? I'm going to tell you this right now.
Belichick is Darth Vader.
In 2001. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't one person in this room nor on this planet who hated the Patriots. Maybe, because you know why? The Patriots never won. And there was nobody who hated Bill Belichick because he was the coach of the fucking Browns, and he never won either.
I do know. One of the few things I know
he's right
is
there.
That the Browns never win.
What Bill Belichick did was take a Patriots team, and this is where you were saying, like, because they have all these good players, that they don't, okay? The Patriots win with not good players. The Patriots win with players that shouldn't even be on fucking NFL rosters, and they win Super Bowls.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying Tom Brady shouldn't be on an NFL roster?
Well, I mean, listen.
I heard a stat today that if Tom Brady's postseason play is, like...
It's insane.
Yeah, well, like, if you compare it to, like, it's like almost like an extra, like...
Tom Brady is
like something crazy.
Tom Brady is a phenomenal football player, but you have to look at it this way. Tom Brady was the 199th pick. He was a sixth round pick. He barely even played in the college. Brian Griese was a better quarterback at Michigan than Tom Brady was. Nobody even knew who Tom Brady was when he came out. Tom Brady, the only reason he ever got to play is because Drew Bledsoe went down, and all of a sudden Tom Brady comes in, and now he's an NFL god. But people hate him because he's winning. I mean, that's just listen. I do not like the Patriots, but I'm not going to sit here like this guy and say they cheat. First of all, every fucking NFL football team does the same goddamn thing. They just
don't
get caught.
Four fucking times.
They got caught. First of all, they got caught deflating footballs, which everybody does.
But
and they
got caught
trying to spy on other football teams, which everybody does.
But they got caught.
So it's one of the other two.
Wait, okay.
What else did they do?
Spying on other football teams.
Practices.
I like to imagine that it's like they just put cameras in the visitors' locker room. They're like, ooh, that guy's dick is smaller than mine. I win. It's not like that.
Did this bit get weird all of a sudden?
Going from football to dicks got a little awkward.
Hey, let's just be honest. All sports is about the size of your penis. That's all sports is about.
Well, I mean...
All I'm saying is that the Patriots are a good football team.
Yes, they are. Always have.
Well, not always. They've been good since 2001. They were awful before
that.
No,
they went to the Super Bowl in 85. They lost to the Bears.
So one time.
But they weren't bad. Are you kidding me?
They were one of the worst football teams in the 90s.
Well, they weren't like the Dolphins.
Oh, no, the Dolphins were way better than them in the 90s.
How many Super Bowls do the Dolphins have?
They have three.
No, they don't.
No, two. Two.
They have two. One.
No, they have two.
When they went undefeated.
Yes, and they have another one.
Well, you also count the time Dan Marino was in
Ace Ventura. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
Dan Marino did not. He went to the Super Bowl.
I know, but when he was in Ace Ventura Pet Detective, it counts.
He went to the he did go to the Super Bowl, though.
He did.
Guys, I did not get enough credit for that joke. That was really funny. Okay.
The Patriots were an awful team in the 90s.
So,
period.
Okay.
End of story.
You
look at their record.
Well, the Steelers were awful in the 90s, too, though.
Tell me why.
Well, they went to a Super Bowl in the 90s.
Chad?
Yeah, but remember prior to Bill Cowher, there was Bubby Brister era, and they were terrible.
What I want to know from you, Matt, is why you think people hate the Patriots because they're cheaters.
I think people hate the Patriots because they're good, and I think that's
well. Then there's not
really
a disagreement.
No. I don't disagree with Chad at all.
Are you yelling at him when he talks?
Because we're friends.
Exactly. You don't hear me getting loud. Being very calm about it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I love Chad.
So who are you actually rooting for on Sunday?
The Falcons.
Like, how much of America is rooting for the Falcons?
98%.
But I will say this. If you were to go back before these two games happened and ask the NFL, who do you want to play in the Super Bowl? These would be the worst two fucking teams. Because as far as ratings...
There's no ratings in Boston.
Nobody gives a shit about
this Super Bowl. Wait. So I think I can, again, relating this to something I understand, this is kind of like our last presidential election. Nobody likes either team.
It's pretty...
You can't just end shit like that. Whatever you...
All right, I feel like it's been a little out of control tonight, man. Do you feel good?
Yeah,
everybody
I feel good.
Good. You feel good?
I feel good. I feel like I'm being less obnoxious in episode 9 and 10 because I was annoyed.
If you would like to weigh in on whether or not Tiffany's actually being less obnoxious, feel free to send us an email,
soapboxheroesshow@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on social media. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Soapbox Heroes KY.
What do you got going on this week, B? Anyway?
Man, I have got. Like, what are we doing? We're gonna do game night tomorrow. Who wants to come over?
I'll come over for game night.
We'll come play games tomorrow. Yeah,
at your pad.
Yeah, come on over tomorrow night. We'll play games.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Chad's not invited.
What's that? Are we gonna play Cards Against Humanity?
Yes. Oh, have you played the accents game?
No.
Utter nonsense. No. It's like Cards Against Humanity, but you get these weird phrases, and you have to, like, every round there's a different accent. So you'll say, like, okay, this time you're British, and then you pick a card, and you have to say, like...
Oh, no!
Yeah, oh, no, my balls are in my mouth again!
It's like, the fish and chips taste like shit! Yeah. What the hell happened?
But you get a phrase that could be anything. So, like, you might be saying in an Irish phrase, like, as a grandma or whatever, you might be saying, like, oh, and then I touched his balls twice! And it's, like, really dirty stuff.
That's
and it's hilarious. All right. Come over and play utter nonsense.
Sounds like what time you starting?
I'm like, oh,
and he came on my big flappy titties.
Yeah, right. Just like that. Actually, Chad is invited. I want to hear Chad play this game.
You sure?
This is gonna be super. No, maybe not. I'm thinking about it.
Put the women and children to bed.
Okay, so I feel like there's only one way.
Not the women.
That we can appropriately.
I'm agreeing with you on this.
End the show today.
Yes.
A little differently than in your. And I got to say, credit to Joel, the musician in the room, who said, guys, I feel like you're going to have to sing yourselves out.
Yeah.
He also said that he thinks we might have a future as an a cappella group.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Mulchin, I know you have some experience in
that.
Yes, can you start
yes.
us with
what's,
some bass
what's
baritone?
That show?
Doop, 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 ah,
everything starts with doop.
Doop, doop, ah, doop, 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 ah, doop, 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 ah, doop, 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 See?
The fuck is happening right now? Nobody said that's a song we were going to do.
All right, let's do this
that
song.
That was our warm-up.
Let's
now,
do...
We're making sure our vocals
We feel like right. this seems very appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
Can we all sing ourselves out today?
I think we can.
First of all,
right
this
decade.
Is the wrong song. This is
no,
closing.
Yes.
This is closing time.
Yeah.
Closing that's not Breakfast time. At Tiffany's.
No, this one.
Open no, all the doors and let you out into the world.
Whatever.
Closing time. Turn on all the lights on over every boy and every girl. The closing time.
I don't think we know this one.
One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Modelo's.
Everybody.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I love this part.
I know who I want to take me home. I know who want to take me home,
LB.
I know who I want to take me home, take me home.